Hello and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Today we are continuing with the second half of making a healthy, wholesome macrobiotic meal. We learned yesterday that macrobiotics has been practiced for many centuries throughout various cultures. In modern days, this natural way of vegan eating has been touted by health professionals as balanced, nutritious, and healing, with some promising cases of cancers being eradicated through the adoption of macrobiotic meal plans. Let's now complete our macrobiotic meal by making a vegan teaser Caesar salad to go along with the lovely lentil soup from our previous episode.
I think we are ready for the teaser Caesar salad.
I love that name, teaser Caesar.
Yes.
And like I said before, normally, I would never profile a salad, but the dressing is so unique. Our viewers really should try it. It's fantastic.
All right. Okay. What do we have here?
Okay. Well, there are three elements in the teaser Caesar salad. You have the croutons.
All right.
Okay. Obviously, you have lettuce of some sort.
Yes.
And you have the dressing.
All right.
I made this ahead of time just because of time constraints. But what we have here are homemade croutons.
All right.
Okay. What I did is I took 3 to 4 slices of sourdough bread, and you cube them, or get as close to cube or crouton size that you normally like.
Okay.
And cut them, you know, according to an inch, half inch, roughly.
Okay.
Okay. And then in a bowl, you're going to need a small amount of olive oil.
Okay.
Okay. A half a teaspoon of dried rosemary.
Rosemary.
Yep. Yep. Half a teaspoon of dried marjoram.
Okay. Marjoram.
Yep. A half a teaspoon of garlic powder.
All right.
Okay. And a half a teaspoon of salt.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So put all that in a bowl.
Okay.
Preheat the oven to 325.
Okay.
Okay. And while it's preheating, take your bread cubes,
okay,
and all your ingredients in the bowl, and basically you're just going to stir it by hand.
All right.
You're going to make sure that the oil mixes evenly over the bread. And once you're done, you're going to just get a large baking sheet.
Okay.
And spread the bread cubes out to where it's even.
Okay.
Okay. Put it in the oven for about 10 minutes.
And 10 minutes.
Yep. Yeah, and they're dry. They have the consistency of a crouton you'd buy at the store to see at a restaurant.
Okay.
For those that really like the crispy croutons.
Okay.
15 minutes. A good friend of mine showed me this recipe.
Okay.
And what he did, I kind of thought was kind of interesting, is first to open up your garlic. A lot of people know to do this. And then, of course, once you press it and you break it open, the garlic clove comes out fairly easy. And
it's easy to slice.
Easy to slice. Now, the next trick, which I didn't know, is do it again.
Oh.
Do it again. That way, because if they're anything like me, these things slide all over the place. And what we're going to be doing here is we're going to be just dicing the garlic.
Okay.
So you don't want it to go anywhere. So if you take that extra step, it doesn't go anywhere, at least for me. And it works out very well. So.
Yes. Nice and fine.
That's right. So we're going to take this. And we're going to go ahead and
add it to the garlic?
Add it to the rest of the garlic.
Okay.
But since I didn't know how to do that, I thought I'd share that with our viewers.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure some people can use this good tip.
Yep. So what we have here, as far as our ingredients.
Okay.
We have 2 tablespoons of roasted almonds.
Okay.
Okay. 3 garlic cloves. Chopped and sliced the special way that I showed everybody.
Okay.
Okay, we've got 3 tablespoons of mustard.
Mustard.
Yep. And then we have 2 tablespoons of shoyu.
Is shoyu the same as soy sauce?
Basically, yes.
Okay.
You can find it in most grocery stores. If you don't see shoyu, you can always use soy sauce. You know,
okay.
You're looking for that salt. That salt base.
Okay.
You're looking for 1 tablespoon of tahini.
All right.
You're looking for 3 tablespoons of lemon juice, a 1/4 cup of water, and 2 tablespoons of olive oil.
What's in here?
This is brewer's yeast.
All right.
Brewer's yeast isn't exactly strictly macrobiotic, but it adds an extra depth to the
dressing
sauce.
Okay.
And also an interesting side note about brewer's yeast that I didn't know. A lot of our viewers probably, when they're watching TV, they'll make popcorn.
Okay.
And, you know, some people, they put the different oils, and, you know, some people are always looking for a non-animal version of ingredients to put in there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And actually, brewer's yeast has, if you put a nice fine coating of brewer's yeast over your popcorn, it pretty much takes the place of any animal products, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, and so that's just something that I picked up on recently. Somebody told me.
You mean replace butter?
It will replace butter.
Wow.
Yes. So, and in fact, it almost has kind of a cheesy mm-hmm. taste to it as well.
Interesting. I have to try next time.
Yeah. So just lightly sprinkle it and stir it up, and you're ready to go.
All right.
So basically, what we do at this point here is we'll take all the ingredients in the food processor.
Okay.
And mix it up, and that'll be our
make the dressing.
Yes.
All right. I can't wait to get the animal-free Caesar salad.
Yes. It's
okay.
My favorite kind of anything.
To measure the tahini, looks like more than one.
Yeah, this is where I'm going to just go to taste.
Okay.
We want about 2 tablespoons.
All right.
So there we go. We've got that.
Cook by experience.
Yeah.
Lemon juice.
Lemon juice. Fine. Okay.
And oil.
Mm-hmm. Got our oil.
Yep.
So we have all our base ingredients here.
And water.
About 1/4 cup of water.
Okay.
Okay. So now that we have all of that, everybody's food processor works a little differently.
Yes.
And maybe while this is blending, if just take the romaine lettuce.
Okay. Yeah. Break them up?
Yeah, just break them up by hand.
Okay.
Macrobiotics always suggests to tear it by hand as opposed to knives.
Like this size?
Mm-hmm. Just the more natural, the better.
Okay.
So we'll turn this on. Make sure that's blending very evenly. And it certainly is. That's pretty good. And so basically at that point, we'll take a handful of our croutons and put them in there.
Like this much?
Uh-huh. That would
all
be
right.
Good. We'll open this up. And when you open it up, it just the fragrance just gets you.
Yes, I can smell it from here.
And we're just going to pour, not all, maybe for this small bowl, maybe about half.
Okay.
And then we'll just toss it up by hand.
All right. Looking good.
Yes, it is. Yes,
I can smell the garlic.
And
here we go.
Yeah. Okay, and as everyone can see, here is our finished product. And that concludes our healthy, wholesome, microbiotic dinner.
All right. Thank you, precious viewers, for sharing your time and appetite with us.
Thank you so much for allowing us into your lives today. Thanks for joining us on Vegetarianism, A Noble Way of Living, between Master and Disciples, coming up next. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.